President Trump has other things on his mind besides the impeachment, like stopping Mexican drug cartels by designating them foreign terrorist organizations. Trump made the announcement in an interview with former Fox News host Bill O'Reilly.
It is a very, very sad situation.
So
very,
you are going to designate
the... Something's going to have to done.
You're going to designate the Mexican cartels as terror groups?
I am going to be designating the cartels. Absolutely.
All right.
Absolutely.
That'll be a big story.
I've been working on that for the last 90 days. You know, designation is not that easy.
No, I know.
You have to go through a process, and we're well into that process. And
a formal designation would make it illegal to knowingly provide material support to the cartels. It could make travel harder for cartel members and prevent them from accessing banks. Arturo Saro Khan is a former Mexican ambassador to the United States. What is your reaction to this?
Well, I think it's the wrong policy and it's the wrong toolbox, because despite how violent organized crime may be in Mexico or elsewhere, there are important differences. Organized crime does not want to destroy the state. They need a weak but functioning state to be able to conduct their illicit business. And one could even argue, Marco, that if you're going to designate Mexican drug organizations as foreign terrorist organizations, one could argue that then U.S. consumers of illicit drugs and U.S. gun shops on the U.S. side of the border are accomplices to foreign terrorist organizations. 70% of the weapons seized in Mexico can be traced back to a U.S. gun shop, and it's the money and the revenue from consumption in the U.S. that is feeding their ability to confront and weaken the state. So this is an easy recipe which won't move the needle structurally in Mexico, and which unfortunately provides President Trump with more elements to his narrative of Mexico as a national security threat to the United States as he seeks re-election in 2020.
Well, in his interview with Bill O'Reilly, Trump offered this justification for his action.
Look, we're losing 100,000 people a year to what's happening and what's coming through on Mexico.
The president's numbers, 100,000 a year dead, are way off. But a proportion of the fentanyl and heroin that Americans are using is coming through Mexico.
Yeah.
Can you understand the political imperative here for the administration to be seen to be doing more?
No, absolutely. But one could argue that likewise, the Mexican government could be arguing and could be pointing to the hundreds of thousands that have been killed since Mexico started to confront organized crime with weapons that were bought or illegally trafficked across the border. This is a two-way street, Marco. This type of narrative does little to help. I agree with the president that there is an endemic crisis in the United States when it comes to opioids and fentanyl. But remember, a lot of that crisis was triggered domestically in the United States by overprescription, regardless of how organized crime has muscled its way into feeding off of that crisis.
Designation as a terrorist organization, these cartels, also raises the possibility of military action. And on that question, President Trump said he had already spoken with Mexican President López Obrador.
I've actually offered him to let us go in and clean it out, and he so far has rejected the offer. But at some point, something has to be done.
Ambassador, would Mexico consider U.S. military assistance against the cartels?
No. The Mexican government already yesterday said that this was off the table and that they would consider anything like this as a violation of Mexican sovereignty. So I don't think that's going to have legs.
O'Reilly also asked Trump if he would launch drone strikes or similar military action without Mexican approval, and Trump did not rule it out. What would happen in that case?
Then all bets are off, because it would probably scupper a relationship that has so painstakingly been built over the past two decades. This would rip asunder the military relationship that has been evolving and growing between Mexico and the United States since 9/11. And this isn't even going into, you know, violation of international law. So this would be a very, very, very delicate development.
Former Mexican ambassador to the United States, Arturo Saro Khan, thank you very much.
My pleasure, Marco.